but it's down to Cologne Ranger and Jeremy's Jet. Which of these will take the lion's share of $1 million? Jeremy's Jet on the inside, dead game, captures the metro.
Moving pictures on the backfield is coming on. Moving pictures on the far outside, reaches up for Mark McDonald to win the Breeders' Crown Open Mare Pace. It is Moving Pictures with a 9-1 stutter and 151.
Lined up on the end of it, trying to reach Mystical Sunshine. And it's Peaceful Way with her brilliant winning way to capture the Armroad
The Grey Gladiator, the Gladiator Gris, la paix encore une fois, une 74e victoire en carrière.
Coast to coast on the World Wide Web, this is Trot Radio on Standardbred Canada. Greetings, everybody. Norm Borg from the home office at Rideau Carleton Raceway. Lots to talk about on today's show. We're going to be taking a trip out east to the bedrock of harness racing, one of them anyway, in North America. Prince Edward Island, where they're gearing up harness racing PEI, is for the 50th. Gold Cup and Saucer. It's a classic event, one of the classic races in North America. Going to be talking to Lee Drake and Vance Cameron in just a moment, but got to get this off the books and cleared off just briefly. It's more a closed circuit message than anything else. That is, number one, the opinions expressed on Trot Radio are those of the participants, and that includes myself, the host, and they in no way reflect the views of either Standardbred Canada or the host, and his comments do not reflect those of Rideau Carleton Raceway. Last week's show, during the course of an interview, some of the comments that were made were misconstrued by some as an endorsement of the Sedinsky Report. For the record, neither this host, the guests, or the host's employers are in any way saying that they favor this report. My position is neutral, so just want to get that cleared up. Everybody take a breath. Let's get on to the fun stuff here. Let's go out to PEI, where Harness Racing PEI is getting prepped for the 50th Gold Cup and Saucer. It's going to be a summer of fun on the island. And on the other end of my line is a marketing director for Harness Racing PEI, Lee Drake. Welcome to Trot Radio.
Hey, thanks very much, Norm. It's great to be here.
Going to be an exciting time on the island. Cup number 50 is on the horizon.
Yeah, that's right. We're really looking forward to it. You know, we're days away from launching the opening of the 2009 season. It does feature the 50th running of the Gold Cup and Saucer, but it also features a number of great highlights throughout the year, and we're really excited about launching some new promotions that's going to celebrate this historic run, and also another historic event that's coming to Prince Edward Island, the Summer Canada Games. So we've sort of taken the opportunity to weave them both together, and we're really looking forward to relaunching the season getting the countdown to the cup underway.
Well, as I said at the outset, Prince Edward Island is a bedrock of harness racing in North America. I mean, you know, you don't have to get into specifics, but how about dropping names like Joe O'Brien, Mark McDonald, Wally Hennessy? Harness racing really is woven into the fabric of the island, and as an organization, Harness Racing PEI is really ingratiating itself into the island itself, its people, and to tourists. And this coming race meet, you're going to be doing a lot of things that are going to further that effort.
Well, you're absolutely right, Norm. I mean, we have a great working relationship here with the product of harness racing in Charlottetown and in Summerside. There's been some great investments made in our sport here with both facilities. As you know, Summerside's going to be opening a little later on this season, so we're really excited about that. And our management teams and all the individuals working together here, whether it's the Harness Racing PEI or Atlantic Lottery Corporation as well, really do a great job. And, you know, with the product that we have on the racetrack, we also have to take into account that it's customers, some of our most important assets in this sport. And we've got a great presentation that we do. We work very hard on making sure that the product itself on the racetrack is fantastic. I think the horsemen and horsewomen and everyone in the industry, as you mentioned off the top of the show, has that reputation on Prince Edward Island, and it has the people. You also have to look at the fact that what you offer for your customers coming in is going to be top-notch, and we really feel comfortable with that this year. We've worked hard on that since we came along in 2005, and we want to expand on that. And so I think the fact that we have two major events coupled in with a number of great racing series and also the 75th anniversary of the PEI Colt Stakes makes 2009 a special year for us.
That would be one of the oldest sire stakes probably in North America.
You're absolutely right. It is one of the oldest stake events in Canada. I know Norman Hall and the committee that's working hard on this, and past presidents as well. There's a number of events being taken place in May in Summerside and in Charlottetown. And I think it's just an opportunity to really look back in a very special year. And this year will certainly, you know, as we launch such things as Countdown to the Cup and other great events. But I think that you got to look at what the year in general is going to be. And one of those other highlights will be, in fact, the 75th anniversary of the PI Cold Stakes.
Tell us about the kind of experience a consumer, a customer can expect when they come to Charlottetown or Summerside, and what Harness Racing PEI is doing to appeal to that individual.
Well, you know, Norm, we look at our customers in Summerside and Charlottetown. I mean, when you come through the doors for a live racing event, we have everything from racing hosts that have been designed to really take care of the new customer that's coming in. We want them to feel comfortable. I mean, some have felt that harness racing can be an intimidating sport, and I think that, you know, those of us who grew up in the sport know so many different aspects of it, but just the little things. So we want to make sure that the customer feels good about that. We've worked hard in the last couple of years on that. We've tied wagering promotions into every racing event. So if you walk in and you're going to play the horses, there are cards there that you can play the horses. That's going to get you and the customer into different tourism prizes that you can win, or different prizes that you can win on site that day. And we've also taken the grassroots of getting the customer up close to the horses themselves and the drivers and the trainers with such things as owner for an evening or site tours, those kind of things. So we work very hard on that, and I think the team works very proud of some of those great things. I know that when the new facility opened, Norm, it's interesting, the new facility opened in 2005. We knew we had the product on the racetrack, and we had to make an effort to team up with such great announcers as Vance Cameron and put in a broadcast team as well that's going to work with the customers a little closer and try to educate, if you will, educate, promote, and entertain is how we've taken that approach.
How are you going to be doing that? I understand you have a great TV production.
We do. We work hard on that. We took the approach. We took some criticism, strangely enough, from some people. And
are you kidding?
Yeah.
Harness fans, critical.
And they talked about, well, it's not going anywhere. Why are you trying such a thing like that? Why are you doing something inside? Well, we took the approach that, look, if we could get the presentation in house and get it all fine tuned and get these great sponsors on board that we have for the show, which is called the Alliant Race Day Show. Once we get that ready to go, then we took the next step and we said, look, we want to get this thing out of here now. So now we want to move to the next step. And Alliant came on board 2 years ago. We're very excited about having them. And we went our first test broadcast with Alliant on this show. We did 9 provinces, 12 states, 19 foreign countries tuned in. And
wow,
they knew they had something special, and we did too. And we just continued to roll on with that. Now we've taken it to the next stage where we want to look at new wagering initiatives so that we could, you know, make the step of going internet and going online. So those are some of the things that we're working on and moving the product forward.
Well, keep up the good work. That is just fantastic. And again, you know, it takes a Maritimer to get things rolling, especially in the sport that they've loved and nurtured for all these many years. Lee Drake of Harness Racing PEI, continued success. Best of luck in the coming season with the 50th anniversary of the Gold Cup and Sauce.
Thanks very much, Norm. It's been a pleasure being on Trot Radio.
And we're going to have the voice of racing and PEI, Vance Cameron, will be joining us right after this on Trot Radio. Welcome back to Trot Radio as we continue to visit beautiful Prince Edward Island as they get ready for the 50th Gold Cup and Saucer, part of a long list of celebrations that will be held on the island this year. One of the individuals that is the voice of harness racing has called a lot of cup and saucers, and of course will be back at his perch this year to do it again, Vance Cameron. Vance, welcome to Trot Radio.
Norm, thanks for having me.
Now, the island already must be buzzing because harness racing is a big part of life on Prince Edward Island, and you must be pumped for this year's cup and saucer.
Of course. This weekend we open up for the 2009 season. I just celebrated my 49th birthday on Monday, but come Saturday afternoon at Charlottetown, I'll knock about 40 years off of that. I'll be like a 9-year-old going to the carnival.
It is a great thing, and people just don't understand how racing geeks, if I can use that term, like you and I, can get so excited about this. But, you know, the Gold Cup and Saucer has had some very prestigious winners, not just horses that have done well on the island or regionally, but horses that have gone on to do some pretty great stuff.
Well, it's a race of magnitude. I don't know, Norma, you'd have to see it to believe it and really appreciate it. Like, I do call it every year, I call it Canada's greatest race on a half-mile track for age-pacing horses. And when you've got anywhere from 15 to 20,000 people below you, you know you must be coming somewhere close to it.
Well, that's just it, and it shows how much harness racing matters on PEI and how the rest of the industry could do well to build off that model, because you're right. I took the liberty of listening to some past calls from the Cup and Saucer, and you know, the crowd, you can hear the crowd. It's huge.
Well, I'll tell you, we just built a brand-new grandstand at Charlottetown. We're probably into it around 4 years, but when it first opened, it had a solid window in my announcer's booth. I could not hear the horses. I could not hear the crowd. I went to one of my colleagues, Lee Drake, who was just a fantastic individual to work with, and through the powers to be, he got me a window that could open and close, and it was just like night and day.
Mm.
I love to be able to hear the horses and hear that crowd when I do my call.
Let's take a trip down memory lane just to prove how the crowd can really get into it at a Gold Cup and Saucer. There's two clips here, one of Papermaker, and the other is Vance Cameron calling the great Sandals Dexter in one of his two Cup and Saucer victories. Let's roll that tape.
Papermaker down along the rail. The Papermaker's on top. Gimbal, Beeler, Hanover's coming on. Three wide as they swing for home. The Papermaker, Gimbal, and Beeler, Hanover, their heads apart. 1:31 by the three quarters. It's the Papermaker on top. The Papermaker's coming home. Beeler, Hanover, the Papermaker's drawing away. The Papermaker and Dr. Ian Moore win the Gold Cup and Saucer.
Somebody hold me down.
The crowd is just something else on Cup and Saucer night. Actually, you've got to come down.
I'd love to.
Get to appreciate it when you sit in on one.
Oh, yeah, I've heard so many good things about it. And being a London boy, of course, we have a lot of maritime horse people that are working out of Western Fair, and they make the pilgrimage like it was, you know, the Ten Commandments. It's a big deal out there. Let's play a little Q&A here with Vance Cameron, track announcer for the tracks at Prince Edward Island. First of all, what would have been your favorite Cup and Saucer to call?
My goodness, Norm, I've asked that all the time. I go back to when Bill Robinson brought Stout and Native Born down in the eliminations. They went 53-2, I'm going to say, in
Huge.
The first one. That was Stout. He come right back with Native Born. He went 53-2 in his elimination, and then the pair of them hooked it on. The following week, I go back to that one when that Native Born ended up being the winner in there. But the recent one, when you get an old-time veteran campaigner like Earl Smith, who's watched every one of the Cup and Saucers, and in 2008 when he got Pownal Bay Matholm, and at the top of the lane, Norm, there was only a 3 or 4 length separated field of 9, and I recall making the call that telling the people you're probably watching the greatest Cup and Saucer of all time.
It's interesting you mentioned Pownal Bay, Matt. He is doing very well racing in the upper classes over at Rideau-Carlton Raceway, so we have a bit of a kinship there. Now, I want to talk to you about Sandals Dexter. I think it was I'm not sure it was his first or his second of two straight Cup wins, but the one where he was way off the pace, I think that's the clip we ran. I'm a little partial to Sandals Dexter. One of the owners, John Kwiatkowski, went to school with John in public school, and we could be found every Friday night at Western Fair Raceway. But Ollie, as he's affectionately referred to, has got a real special place. That was a phenomenal mile.
I want to take you back to John, because John is a personal friend of mine from London. I used to have one heck of a time to get his last name out when he was racing horses at London.
Kwiatkowski.
Kwiatkowski.
Yeah, Big Johnny, good guy, and has had some great success. But like I said, that mile with Ollie was phenomenal.
Yes, it was. It was. I had, at the top of the lane, the Mark McDonald's mentor, Mike McDonald, had a horse called Harmony P in there, and I thought he was long gone on the field. But that old horse and Mark McDonald, with every stride down the lane, you could just see them cutting in, cutting in, cutting in. And then by the time they did hit the wire, as I said in my call, it's going to be a McDonald to win it, but I just wasn't quite sure which one. And it ended up being Mark with Sandahl's Dexter, and just a remarkable performance.
Well, Ollie was such a gutsy performer, and he did all of us proud, both on the island and even in London, Ontario, when he went on to the big show on the WEG circuit. But, yeah, phenomenal stuff. So what are you looking forward to most about this Cup and Saucer?
Well, first of all, looking for a whole bunch of speed. I keep saying that race at Charlottetown attracts such a huge, huge following, not only of horses, but of horse people. And I really do think on one given night that we could see a sub-150 mile, and nobody on Prince Edward Island would ever, ever think of watching that live.
It's one you wouldn't want to miss.
No, sir.
Well, listen, all the best with the coming season at Charlottetown and then at Summerside. From one track announcer to another, a real pleasure, Vance Cameron. Do this anytime.
Norm, my pleasure.
All right, all the best. Vance Cameron, the voice of harness racing on Prince Edward Island, and that'll wrap it up for this edition of Trot Radio. Trot Radio is presented by Standardbred Canada, technical producer Chris Knowles, and is produced by Board Communications. Ciao.